what happens to you then?
Well, I had a lot of options, count them up. One, I could go back and work on drilling rigs in the oil field again. I had this mechanical engineering degree, but guess what? The war had been over, and all these guys flooded back into the colleges, keeping at different levels, you know, wherever they'd been when they had to go to the military. So a lot of graduates were graduating the same year I was from college. So the jobs were scarce. But I got offered this one job down in East Texas for Lufkin Foundry and Machine. They made these Lufkin semi-trailers that go down the road, and they also made oil field pumping units. My end goal, really, in my career was to be in the oil business in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's what I wanted to do. My granddad had made more money than anybody in the family, my mother's dad, who I was named after, and he was the most successful financially. So I said, my goal is I want to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I loved it over here with the water and the green trees and less red dirt blowing around. So I was always trying to work toward getting to Tulsa in the oil business. But I got this job offer in East Texas, which I took. I went down there as an engineer. We made Lufkin pumping units, those big horsehead jobs that are pumping up and down, pumping oil. So I thought, well, I'm sort of in the oil business this way. I got spent some time in Odessa, Texas, working the field down there and stuff. I'd always worked on the drilling side of the oil business as a roughneck and everything. And this gave me an opportunity to work on the production side a little bit and learn about pumping rod loads and stresses and strains and how many barrels a day and how to gauge oil tanks and all that sort of thing. So it was a good experience. And then the draft board called me and said, you got to go because Korea had come on.
That so would have been what year?
The end of 51, 9 months after I'd gone to East Texas as an engineer. Yeah. Anyway, I said, you're going to have to go. So I said, oops, okay. I'd rather be an officer than I would an enlisted man. I had two things going for me. I'd almost finished my ROTC, and I had a college degree in mechanical engineering. So I applied to the Air Force and the Navy. I was hoping for the Air Force. And nothing came through. And finally, the draft board said, you have to go. So I went back to Perry and told the folks goodbye, and I went to Oklahoma City, took my physical, where I ran into a lot of other guys that I'd known in college, taking their physicals. Among those was our football star, Bob Fenimore, from Stillwater, Oklahoma A&M, who'd been the quarterback the year that A&M beat OU, I think worse than they'd ever been beaten before, 60-0, I think was the score of football that year. Anyway, Bob was out there. He failed the physical. Huh. He had bad legs or something. He was the best athlete in school. And I passed, of course. I passed.
You wonder, how could this athlete fail it?
Yeah, I was sort of wondering that. Yes, I was. So away I went to Fort Riley, Kansas, and 2 weeks after I got up there, I got this telegram from the Air Force said, okay, you've been appointed as second lieutenant in the Air Force, which I took to my commanding officer at the Army base. I was just a recruit, a draftee, not well thought of, not highly thought of, I can guarantee you. He looked at it and he said, well, that's interesting, bud, but he said, you're in the Army now, and handed me back the telegram. That was sort of the end of that till I got out of basic training up there. During that time, I'd wandered into Manhattan on a weekend pass, and I wandered into one of my fraternity house branches. All the guys were gone home for Christmas, but the door was open, so I walked in and just the Army cot and things, and there was a television set. I'd never seen a television set before, and I reached down, I turned it on, so I saw a television for the first time in my life.
In 51?
A little break when I was in the Army camp.
Do you remember specifically what you saw?
No, I do not.
Right.
But I was fascinated by the television. Yeah, it was like a movie right there.
Did you get out of the Army and go to the Air Force?
As soon as I finished basic training, the Army did recognize the fact that I had a college degree and a lot of ROTC. Actually, while I was there at basic training, I got drafted with some guys who had never even seen anything ever to do with military, and they were raw and the stuff. I knew how to march and how to give orders, all that stuff that I'd learned in ROTC. I was almost a graduate of ROTC, almost an officer. One morning, our training sergeant that lived in the barracks with us, he liked to drink a little bit. He'd been in the Army quite a while. And he was too drunk to get out of bed, and it was dark. We always had to get up and fall in outside in the dark. I was the tallest guy, so I was always on the end, and I led the squadron, the squad there. It was dark. Nobody could see him, but we had to always fall out of the barracks, line up, and give the morning report all present accounted for, sir. I kind of liked this guy that was our training sergeant, and he just was too drunk to get out of bed. So we all fell in outside, and I could tell he wasn't going to come out, so I just jumped out there and took his place. I reported all present or accounted for, sir. When it was all over and we fell out, the officer called me over, and he said, "Where's the sergeant?" I said, "Well, sir, I think he's sick this morning. He couldn't get out of bed." So I got kind of pushed ahead there, and so they transferred me to a fort right across the street from the Pentagon. And I was there for reassignment. I stayed there a little while.
When you were taking the place of that sergeant, somebody observed you.
They did, yeah.
And they saw a leadership ability.
Yes.
And because of that moment.
That helped.
That helped, didn't it?
Yeah,
and you got sent to D.C.
I did.
With the Army?
Still in the Army, yes. Still in the Army. At that time, I was up there for reassignment, and I had some duties there at Fort Myers. It was kind of a specialized group that got sent there, guys with higher education and stuff like that. I had just a little spare time, and I'd gone around looking up a couple of congressmen and stuff and took my telegram and said, "Gentlemen, I'm supposed to be in the Air Force here. This is not coming around." Anyway, nothing could be done about that. And a really nice captain and another fellow came in one day and just interviewed me like we're interviewing here. And I thought, this is rather unusual for the Army. Usually they hand you the typed orders, and that's where you're going. But he said, "We're forming a small outfit in the Ordnance Corps, and we're going to test weaponry, and we're going to test all kind of military equipment stuff." Boy, my ears perked up. That was for me. I liked that. So I said, "Sure, I'd be glad to join you guys." I got transferred then up to Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland, where we were checking out all this new equipment stuff for the Army. I enjoyed that. I really did. For a while, we were there a little while.
Were you ever sent overseas?
Yes. We were going to test Army equipment, but a lot of the artillery stuff, we had to test on the front lines. We were measuring muzzle velocities and other technical stuff with weaponry. We had to do this where they were firing from out there, and so we had to be up front lines or nearby. We were working on anti-aircraft artillery and everything. I got a tank driver's license. I went to radio school. I got a radio repairman's license. I wanted to learn everything I could in the military, so I went to every school I go to. But anyway, yeah, we got orders to go to Korea right when the big Korean thing was roaring on. There were only 15 of us in this outfit, and we had this truck full of technical equipment and all kind of electronic stuff. I had a good used car again that I'd bought with me up there, and this was East Coast. I called the folks and said, "Would you mind coming up here and driving my car home, and let's go to New York for the weekend?" I got him a room at the Waldorf Astoria. They'd never been to New York, and I always stayed at the YMCA when I go up there because that was free on one New Yorker weekend. We had some fun doing that, and then they said goodbye and drove my car home. And lo and behold, the weekend before we're supposed to leave for Korea, we had a weekend pass. Came back Monday morning to go, and the captain and I were the only two guys that reported back into the company. The other guys were all gone. What in the world happened? They were World War II veterans, and they'd gone to their congressman or somebody in Washington, and since they'd already been in combat in Europe, they got excused from going to combat in Korea, which was a good thing for them. But then we didn't have a whole outfit to take to Korea, so we had to retrain a bunch of new guys. I got promoted right then. At that point, I got to the top enlisted man in the company, since there was only one of me. And I was acting first sergeant. I wore the stripes and had all the authority and all that stuff. We got a bunch of new guys, and the captain said, "Well, we got trained someplace. We need to be where the Army is, so there's an Army of Occupation in Europe. Let's go there." So he got his orders, and we went to Germany as a part of the Army of Occupation, where we traveled with our equipment all over Germany, and we were checking equipment and measuring muzzle velocities and doing all the technical stuff for the anti-aircraft and the artillery and all that all over Europe.
You probably enjoyed that.
I did. Enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, it was great, and I spent the rest of my time, never had to go to combat in Korea that way.
Wow.
It was wintertime. I wasn't looking forward to going to snowy Korean battlefield.
But it was even winter in Germany.
Oh, it was, yeah. But the shooting was over in Germany, so that was good.
You served your time then with the Army.
Finished out my time in the Army.
And you came out of the Army what year?
Well, let's see. I was in the Army 2 years. 2 years, so I had to serve. 53.
So you came out of the Army in 1953.
Yes.